Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Monday, February 17th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news stories from around the state. A third body has been discovered after a massive wreck on Friday morning in the westbound tunnel of Interstate 80 near Green River. According to Wildfile, the wreck involved 16 commercial and 10 passenger vehicles. The cause is still under investigation. The road is closed in both directions. Traffic is being rerouted through Green River, and the town's infrastructure is straining under the extra load. The wreck caused a fire and multiple explosions in the tunnel. As of Sunday afternoon, officials were still trying to remove vehicles. Damage has made the process dangerous and difficult as pieces of the westbound tunnel are falling. Officials plan to open the eastbound tunnel to both directions of travel by midweek. The Wyoming Highway Patrol and the National Transportation Safety Board are performing their own investigations. The union representing U.S. Forest Service employees says the agency has fired about 3,400 workers. This just after the Trump administration's fork in the road deadline for federal workers. As Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports, sources are saying this includes Wyoming.
Dennis Lapsiewicz with the National Forest Union says Friday wreaked havoc on Forest Service offices across the country.
Literally a combination of a tsunami, volcanic eruption, an earthquake, and a hurricane of pain and anguish.
He says probationary employees were let go, including trail and road maintenance, logging, and even fire suppression. Wyoming workers were fired in at least the Shoshone, Medicine Bow Route, and Bridger-Teton National Forests. Here's Alec Underwood with the Wyoming Outdoor Council.
This move is unprecedented and will have a huge impact on recreation and people's ability to enjoy landscapes on our national public lands.
It was also reported by Reuters Friday afternoon that at least 2,300 Department of Interior and Bureau of Land Management workers were let go. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
You can expect it to be cloudy with snow likely across the state today, breezy along the I-80 corridor, highs from the mid-20s to mid-30s, and single digits in teens in Cody, Sheridan, and Gillette. The federal hiring freeze could mean long lines and dirty bathrooms at Yellowstone National Park this summer, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Olivia Wheats reports, a business representative in the park's East Entrance Gateway community is not worried.
Jennifer Toma is the head of the Cody Chamber of Commerce. She has not heard concerns from Cody area businesses about park amenities this summer and potential impacts to visitation. She says anecdotally, about half of visitors to Cody plan their trips in advance. If park amenities are lacking this summer, she says that could deter future spontaneous visitors. Her main worry...
So normally it's May that the gate opens from the east entrance and folks can start traveling into Yellowstone. If this delay causes the gate to maybe open later towards the end of May or into June, that would definitely have an impact on tourism here in Cody.
Yellowstone directed WPM's request for comment to the National Park Service. In a statement, they said they are assessing staffing needs and will hire key positions. The Washington Post reported Friday that 1,000 full-time National Parks employees will be terminated, while 5,000 seasonal workers will be hired. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Olivia Wheats at the Center of the West in Cody.
The Wyoming Senate killed a bill that would have criminalized helping non-U.S. citizens. Jackson Hole Community Radio's Jenna McMurtry reports on the opposition the bill faced.
Senate File 124 would have punished Wyomingites who drove or concealed an undocumented immigrant and required police to check citizenship status during citations, which critics say would have encouraged racial profiling. Several rounds of amendments didn't prove to be enough to get past the Senate floor late Monday night. Ahead of the vote, Senate President Beau Biteman initiated a crushing blow to the bill when he brought up concerns about its writing quality.
Trying to drag bills across the finish line that are so heavily amended and so in need of a lot of work, I don't think does this chamber justice.
Jackson Democratic Senator Mike Grew says Senate File 124 was not just the most controversial bill of the session.
I think this is the most dangerous bill I've ever seen in my time in the legislature, with the most dangerous ramifications possible.
Immigrant advocates, school teachers, and the state's police association all opposed the bill. Jenna McMurtry, KHOL News.
A growing number of Mountain West states are trying to prevent minors from watching pornography. Utah, Montana, and Idaho have passed laws requiring sites to verify age, and Wyoming could be next. Ian Corby represents 30 age verification providers.
You have your ID, you take a photograph of that with your phone, you take a selfie. We check that both the ID and the selfie are real. We compare the two, and if they match, we can check your age.
Sites can also use a credit card or facial recognition. Corby says all personal data is deleted, but civil liberties advocates say those laws violate privacy and free speech rights while failing to protect children. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to make a decision on the legality of a similar Texas law this summer. A Platte County woman has been hospitalized with bird flu. She is the third confirmed hospitalization of H5N1 avian influenza in the United States. Wyoming health officer says Wyomingites should not be concerned. There have been no documented cases of human-to-human transmission of the virus. The woman has health conditions that make one more vulnerable. The state says she most likely was exposed to the virus through direct contact with an infected chicken flock at her home. And in other disease news, a chronic wasting disease case was confirmed in two elk on the Dell Creek feed grounds, according to the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. This is the second incident of CWD on a feed ground in Wyoming ever. The first was reported in December at Scab Creek. CWD is a 100% fatal disease. Game and Fish is monitoring these two feed grounds for more cases. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel with some lighter stories from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from history from around the state. According to the Wyoming Historical Society, on February 17, 1870, Esther Hobart Morris was appointed as the first female justice of the peace in the U.S. On February 19, 1949, Wyoming Governor Arthur G. Crane signed the Woman Jury Bill into law, formally codifying women's right to serve on the jury. On February 19, 1982, the Arena Auditorium of the University of Wyoming was dedicated. The longest legislative day in Wyoming history started on February 20, 1923. It lasted for 56 hours. On February 21, 1911, Campbell County was created. On February 21, 1922, a Cody man was reported attributing his failing health to prohibition. On February 22, 1897, President Grover Cleveland established the Forest Reserve that became Black Hills National Forest, covering large parts of what are now Crook and Weston counties. On February 22, 1898, Laramie inventor Elmer Lovejoy told the Laramie Boomerang he planned to have his horseless carriage ready for operation by May 1st. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's trivia question, who was the first African-American legislator in Wyoming? Send us your answers for all five of this week's trivia questions to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com. We'll crown three winners on Monday. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief. Join me again tomorrow. Remember to subscribe to get Wyoming Debrief automatically downloaded to your phone and start your day on an informed foot. While you're there, please consider leaving us a review so that other people can find us.